Reading.
The rescue. Flora heard somebody shouting. She looked around and saw Jeff running. Before she could move, she heard a loud noise, which grew to a terrible roar. She looked at Jeff, who was waving his arms. She looked around behind her. There, she saw a wall of water that was quickly advancing towards her. She was so surprised that she couldn't move. She wanted to watch it. However, before she could think twice, the water was upon her. "Run!" Jeff shouted, seizing her arm. The next moment, the first wave swept her down, swallowing the garden. Jeff dragged her towards the house. Everything went so fast, she couldn't think. Before they reached the house, a new great wave came, sweeping down trees and sweeping them down too. They both went down underwater. Then Jeff pulled her up. He was standing, holding onto a tree that grew against the wall. Flora's head was above the water, but she couldn't stand up. She struggled and struggled, but could not get on her feet. Only his hand was holding her hand. She fought for her life and finally pulled herself up. Now the water, which was cold as ice and flowed faster than a river, was above her knees. Jeff and Flora looked into each other's face with a look of fright. "Get to the steps!" Jeff shouted. It was only just around the corner. 4 big steps. She looked at him, but she could not move. When the water seemed to go down a little, they ran. As they got to the steps, they heard another great roar, and the wall of the house shook. The water flowed around their legs again, but Jeff had opened the hall door. Flora quickly began climbing the stairs. Boom! Another wave struck the house, and a strange cracking noise began. The water moved up like a sea. Flora ran up the stairs. There she stopped, listening to the strange sounds, while the whole house moved. Flora, whose beautiful hair and dress were all cold and wet, started crying. "The house is falling down!" shouted Jeff. "Where is the chimney? Which room? The chimney will stand." Jeff looked out of the window. Below, the water swept past the house like a wild river. Tree after tree went down, cut down by the water, which must have been 3 meters deep. The garden that was once so beautiful was completely destroyed, swept away by the wild water. A terrible noise went through the house. A part of the house had gone down, and the floor moved up and down under their feet. For some moments, both were silent. "This will stand. This here will stand. See? That chimney, like a tower. Yes, all right, all right."